AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Atlanta Braves become baseball's first 70-win team this season in Chicago, correspondent David Schuster reports.
Max Fried, fresh off the 60-day injured list, allowed just three hits over six innings as the Braves shut out the Cubs 8-0.
Really just tried to simplify it and just tried to keep us in it as long as we can and just try to win. These guys have been doing so good for so long that I just kind of wanted to try to seamlessly fit in and just, you know, not try to mess anything up.
Offensively, the Braves scored seven runs in the fourth, hitting three home runs on the day as they have won three in a row and six of seven.
The Dodgers, Pirates, Rockies, and Nationals were also winners in the National League. In the American League, the New York Yankees continue to languish in last place in the American League East as the Houston Astros scored three times in the top of the first inning, and Jake Meyers robbed Billy McKinney of at least a two-run hit in the bottom of the frame.
Just kept us where we were. That's what I enjoy doing, is making catches like that and helping out the pitcher.
The Astros go on to beat the Yankees 7-3. The Orioles, Rays, Royals, Blue Jays, Guardians, Twins, Mariners, and Rangers were also victorious.
Adolis Garcia and Jordan Montgomery carried the Rangers past the Marlins 6-2. Garcia's 27th and 28th home runs give him a league-best 88 RBIs. Montgomery won his Texas debut, allowing two runs over 6 2/3 after coming over from the Cardinals on Sunday.
Want to make a good first impression on the new team, but kind of grinded it out those first few innings and settled in.
Corey Seager also homered for the Rangers, who still lead the AL West by a game and a half over the Astros. I'm Dave Ferry.
Los Angeles Lakers center Anthony Davis has agreed to a new three-year contract extension that will pay him a reported $186 million to keep him with the team through 2028. And the end of the Pac-12 conference appears to be in sight as the Big Ten Friday voted to admit Oregon and Washington starting in 2024, and the Big 12 followed suit with Arizona State and Utah. Steve Carney, AP Sports.